construction.
Hello. Is that okay now? Yeah. So we're going to think new in 2022 this morning. And this morning we return to communion as we've always known it. A very visual presence here on the table. The opportunity to share together. The opportunity to think again what this means. And so the deacons are going to be back serving you this morning as they did 2 years ago. And you'll see that on every plate there are the coffee creamer ones. Should you wish to have one of those because you're still being careful about communion. But there is bread and obviously the cups as well. But the opportunity to pass it down and to think together again about communion. In 1 Corinthians 11, Paul is in a really sort of wagging finger mood. He's not too impressed with them. So he writes to the Corinthian church and he says, "You're totally misusing this Lord's Supper." And he tries to get them to look again at what communion is all about. So this passage gives us an opportunity as well to think again, to think new, to appreciate the meaning of communion, and not to lose sight of what we're absolutely remembering. So communion gives us the opportunity to look back and to remember. To look back, because before the foundation of the world, God had a plan. And the cross was central to that plan. It's easy to think that maybe plan A went wrong and God had to pull out plan B and put that into operation. Not at all. The cross was always part of God's plan, the fulfillment of his plan. The cross had God's approval. It wasn't an accident and it wasn't a failure plan. And Jesus himself knew what that cross meant. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Jesus knew exactly what was going to happen. And Paul in Philippians says, "And being found in appearance as a human being, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross." So this morning, as we think new, come to the table and remember the enormity of the cross. From day one, Jesus' birth, Jesus knew what lay ahead. But communion, secondly, gives us the opportunity to look back at the cross and know that Jesus took my place. Isaiah 53 is a very familiar passage. You know, you've heard some awesome recitals, haven't you, of Handel's Messiah. Some of you have sung Handel's Messiah. Maybe some of you will sing it this Easter. Some of you have played in recitals. Some of you have sat in an audience and heard the Messiah, and you have those goosebump moments because it's one of those pieces of music that really makes you think. So here in Isaiah, he's living 700 years before Jesus. And Isaiah is prophesying about the coming Messiah. Amazing that the words in Isaiah 53 were fulfilled. And Isaiah has been called a prophet of the gospel before the gospel. And apparently, all the verses of Isaiah 53, but one, are quoted somewhere in the New Testament. There's a little Sunday activity for you. Go on then. Go home, read Isaiah 53, try doing it without Googling and see if you can see that. Amazing. But listen to what Isaiah says. He says, surely he took our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. Do you notice all the ours there? I've put them in capital letters. You can't avoid or ignore the fact that there's a personal aspect of the cross. It doesn't say it's for the group of people out there or for those people out there or for those people. It's got the me and the our about it. That Jesus took our punishment. He took our place. My place. Your place. The story is told of the Second World War, and the British soldiers were captured by the Japanese. And it was the end of the day, and all the tools were being counted in, and a shovel was missing. And the officer in charge became absolutely enraged. He demanded that the missing shovel be produced or else. When nobody in the squadron budged, the officer got his gun out and threatened to kill them all on the spot. And it was quite obvious that this officer meant what he said. And then finally, one man stepped forward. The officer put away his gun, picked up a shovel, and beat the man to death. When it was over, the survivors picked up the corpse and carried it with them to the second tool check. This time, no shovel was missing. Indeed, there had been a miscount at the first checkpoint. Word spread like wildfire through the whole camp that an innocent man had been willing to die to save all the others. He took my place. Every communion service, we hear these words, "Do this in remembrance of me." It allows us to look back at the cross and see that it was for us. Jesus tells those disciples at the Last Supper that they are remembering something of immense importance. Body broken, blood poured out. Not just a historic event, but participating in something that is profoundly spiritual. So let's not lose sight of what these symbols, visible symbols, actually mean to us. Jesus' broken body and his blood shed. And listen to the words that Jesus says. "This is my body, which is for you." So as we think new, let's come to the table this morning and know again that this was for me. And thirdly, communion gives us the opportunity to look back and say thank you. To say thank you for the cross, for all that it stands for. To think again, to come to this table this morning and say thank you, Lord, that you did that for me. And then communion gives us the opportunity to look in and examine. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. This was a direct reference. Paul was directly saying to these Corinthians, you've got your wrong attitude in approaching communion. There's divisions, there's self-centeredness, there's irreverence. It doesn't match up to the enormity of what they were remembering through the bread and the wine. They were dishonoring God. So as we come this morning, as we approach communion, communion, it gives us the opportunity to ask ourselves again, are there things that I need to put right with God? Serious words. But it doesn't mean that we have to beat ourselves up and go down the guilt trip, because we don't get it right as a Christian. We do mess up. But communion gives us the opportunity of that forgiveness, but also the reminder of God's mercy and God's grace. So come to the table this morning and know that grace and mercy. Communion gives us the opportunity to look up and to draw strength. This meal is not just a remembrance, but it's an opportunity to draw spiritual strength for the coming days. Lovely and important words that are said as it's distributed. And I say these words, feed on him in your hearts by faith. Every communion gives us the opportunity to look up and to ask God to strengthen us again with his presence. Communion is battle rations for Christian warriors. It enables us to do that. So this, as we think new, let's come to this table this morning and remember together. And finally, you like finally, communion gives us the opportunity to look around and to proclaim. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. This morning, we are proclaiming. Word means just to declare publicly, to give outward indication of. So are you in a proclaiming mood this morning? Because communion gives us the opportunity to say, yes, I believe this. I've taken this on board for myself, and I'm going to proclaim that publicly, that Jesus has saved me and can save absolutely anybody. When we need, I'm sure you'll agree, to proclaim it more and more and more at the moment. We have an amazing privilege as God's people to proclaim that. So as we come to the table this morning, let's remember that Jesus says to us, come to the table with thanks. Remember the cross. Look in and examine. Look up and draw strength. Look around and proclaim. Once again, I think about the cross where you died. I'm humbled by your mercy and I'm broken inside. Once again, I thank you. Once again, I pour out my life. We remain seated as we sing.